Hello and welcome to WMMR, the Name That Theme edition of Mystery Mix Radio from Imaginary Stations. I'm DJ Frederick, and yep, you know the drill. Today's broadcast is going to include a mystery theme, and it's your job, dear listener, to decide what that theme is. Send it to us in an email with your reception report to imaginarystations@gmail.com, and we will send you a special Imaginary Stations Name That Theme QSL. All right, let's get into the show. Jump right into WMMR. It's Name That Theme on WMMR Mystery Mix Radio from Imaginary Stations. If you know what the theme is of today's broadcast, email us at imaginarystations@gmail.com. And if you don't know, keep on listening. Either way, keep on listening. It's a great show.
Well, I had 2 weeks of vacation time coming after working all year down at Big Roy's Heating and Plumbing. So one night when my family and I were gathered round the dinner table, I said, kids, if you could go anywhere in this great big world now, where'd you like to go to? They said, Dad, we want to see the biggest pot of twine in Minnesota. They picked the biggest pot of twine in Minnesota. Next day we loaded up the car with potato skins and pickled wieners, crossword puzzles, Spider-Man comics, and Mama's homemade rhubarb pie. Pulled out of the driveway and the neighbors, they all waved goodbye. And so began our three-day journey. We picked up a guy holding a sign that said Twine Baller Bust. He smelled real bad and he said his name was Bernie. Put in a Slim Whitman tape, my wife put on a brand new hairnet. Kids were in the backseat, jumping up and down, yelling, are we there yet? And all of us were joined together in one common thought as we rolled down the long and winding interstate and off 53 to Soda. We're going to see the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. We're heading for the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. Couldn't wait to get there, so we drove straight through for three whole days and nights. Of course, we stopped for more pickled wieners now and then. The scenery was just so pretty. Boy, I wish the kids could have seen it, but you can't see out of the side of the car because the windows are completely covered with the decals from all the places where we've already been. Like Elvis Orama, the Tupperware Museum, the Boll Weevil Monument, Cranberry World, the Shuffleboard Hall of Fame, Poodle Dog Rock, and the Mecca of Albino Squirrels. We've been to Ghost Town theme parks, wax museums, and the place where you can drive through the middle of a tree scene, alligator farms, and tarantula ranches, but there's still one thing we gotta see. Well, we crossed the state line about 6:39, and we saw the sign that said Twine Ball Exit 50 miles. Oh, the kids were so happy, they started singing 99 bottles of beer on the wall for the 27th time that day. So we pulled off the road at the Last Chance gas station, got a few more pickled wieners and a diet chocolate soda. On our way to see the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. We're gonna see the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. Finally, at 7:37 early Wednesday evening, as the sun was setting in the Minnesota sky, out in the distance on the horizon, it appeared to me like a vision before my unbelieving eyes. We parked the car and walked with awe-filled reverence toward that glorious, huge, majestic sphere. I was just so overwhelmed by its sheer immensity, had to pop myself a beer. Yes, on these hallowed grounds, open 10 to 8 on weekdays, in a little shrine under a makeshift pagoda, there sits the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. I tell you, it's the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. Excited. it and I warned the kids. Now you better not touch it, those ropes are there for a reason. I said, maybe if you're good, I'll tie it to the back of our car and we can take it home, but I was only teasing. Then we went to the gift shop and stood in line, bought a souvenir miniature ball of twine, some window decals, and anything else they'd sell us. And I bought a couple postcards, greetings from the twine ball, wish you were here, won't the folks back home be jealous. I gave her camera to Bernie and we stood by the ball and we all gathered round and said cheese. Then Bernie ran away with my brand new Instamatic, but at least we got our memories. So we all just stared at the ball for a while and my eyes got moist, but I said with a smile, kids, this here's what America's all about. Then I started feeling kind of gooey inside and I fell on my knees and I cried and cried, and that's when those security guards threw us out. You know, I bet if we unraveled that sucker it'd roll all the way down to Fargo, North Dakota. I said, folks, I can tell you're all sad to go. Then I winked my eye and I said, you know, I got a funny kind of feeling we'll be coming back again next year. 'Cause I've been all around this great big world and I can't think of anywhere else I'd rather go to than the biggest spot of twine in Minnesota. I said the biggest spot of twine in Minnesota. 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 Minnesota.
Smiling face or touch your hand. If just once more I could see you, our home and our little baby. Indiana wants me, but I can't go back there. Indiana wants me, but I can't go back there. Hang on, love, to the memories of those happy years. Red lights are flashing around me. Yellow, it looks like they found me. Indiana wants me, but I can't go back there. I wish I had you to talk to.
You're listening to something different for your airwaves. Imaginary Stations.
Imaginary Stations wants to hear from you because radio connects us all. Do you have a phone with a microphone? Send us an audio postcard from wherever you are in the world. Send us greetings from outside the train station in Paris, or your favorite songbird from Germany. Send your audio to imaginarystations@gmail.com, and you may hear yourself in an upcoming broadcast. I'm DJ Frederick, and this is the Name That Theme edition of WMMR Mystery Mix Radio. If you can state the theme of today's broadcast, send us an email at imaginarystations@gmail.com, and we will send you a special Name That Theme QSL.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place. Moonshine, teardrop in my eye, country roads, take me home to the place.
Set your receivers for a mesmerizing story found at the intricate intersection of technology and creativity.
Explore the path of this circuit diagram that connects telegraphy and the invention of the telephone with radio laboratories and the advent of our global communication systems.
At the heart of this narrative is the evolution of speech synthesis in the quest to make a machine
capable of speech.
This groundbreaking innovation not only revolutionized telecommunications, but gave birth to a new era of electronic music.
Tracing the origins of synthetic speech and its applications in various fields, the Radiophonics Laboratory unveils the pivotal role it played in shaping the creative vision of sound pioneers and maverick musicians.
This is the story of how electronic music started with the dits and dahs of Morse code
and transformed into the blips and bleeps that have captured the imagination of musicians and dedicated listeners around the world.
Pick up your copy of the Radiophonics Laboratory today.
Available from velocitypress.uk, bookshop.org, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Going back to Massachusetts, like a dream in the night. As the snow settles white, there's a fire burning bright in Massachusetts. And there's a house upon a hill that keeps us from the chill. And by the grace of God, we will be in Massachusetts. You can tell me about the times he spent in the Rockies and on the plains. Please don't think that I'm the last to say that there ain't. But that's just not the same. The sun comes up to meet the dawn, and there's a day that must go on. There's another night that's gone in Massachusetts. And I could spend all of my days and remain each day amazed at the way each day is free. And there's a house upon a hill that keeps us from the chill. And by the grace of God, we will be in Massachusetts. Come on, tell me about the time you spent in the Rockies and on the plains. Please don't think that I'm the last to say that there ain't.
You're listening to WMMR Mystery Mix Radio, and this is the Name That Theme Edition from Imaginary Stations. Have you figured it out yet? Keep listening.
Belong to San Francisco, she must have lost her way. Posting a poster of Pancho and Cisco one California day. She said she believes in a Robin Hood and Brotherhood and colors of green and gray. And all you can do is laugh at her. Doesn't anybody know how to pray? Arizona. You're acting like a teeny bopper runaway child. And scrape off the paint from the face of a little town saint. Francisco, I will be guide your way. I'll be the Count of Monte Cristo, you'll be the Countess May. And you can believe that Robin Hood and Brotherhood and rolling the ball in the hay.
But I will be reading you an Aesop's fable. Anything to make you say,
would you like to correspond with other shortwave listeners? Do you enjoy receiving cards and letters in the mail? Well, if you do, the Imaginary Stations Pen Pal Club is for you. Well, the Imaginary Stations Pen Pal Club is open now for new members. Due to postal rate increases, the membership cost is now $15 and includes our twice yearly newsletter mailed anywhere in the world, which is a bargain. So if you want to join, send $15 cash, or more if you like, the funds will be used to purchase shortwave airtime, to DJ Frederick, 40 Church Street, Groveton, New Hampshire, 03582 USA, or you can always email us at imaginarystations@gmail.com for our PayPal address. We'll see you soon at the mailbox.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
I said, Georgia, Georgia, a song of you comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines. Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly, still in the peaceful dreams I see, the road leads back to you. I said, Georgia, Georgia, no peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly, still in peaceful dreams I see, the road leads back to you. Whoa. Georgia, Georgia. No peace, no peace I find. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia, Georgia.
I say just an old sweet song.
Texas, D for Tennessee, D for Selma, that gal that made a wreck out of me. Oh, lay, oh, lay, lay, lay. If you don't want me, mama, you sure don't have to stop. Lord, Lord, if you don't want me, mama, you sure don't have to stop. 'Cause I can get more women than a passenger train can haul. Oh, lady, oh, lady, lady, I'm gonna buy me a pistol. Just as long as I'm tall, Lord, Lord, I'm gonna buy me a pistol. Just as long as I'm tall, I'm gonna shoot poor Selma. Just to see her jump and fall. Oh, lady, lady, oh, lady, I'm gonna. The water drinks like cherry wine. Sing 'em, boy, sing 'em. Lord, I'm going where the water drinks like cherry wine. 'Cause the Georgia water tastes like turpentine. Oh, the lady, lady, oh, lady. Buy me a shotgun with a great long shiny barrel. Gonna buy me a shotgun with a great long shiny barrel. I'm gonna shoot that round that stole away my gal. Hollow log. Rather drink muddy water and sleep in a hollow log than to be in Atlanta treated like a dirty dog. Oh, lady, lady, oh,
Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
See the alligator all awaiting nearby. Sooner or later they know I'm gonna try. When she waved from the bank, don't you know I know it's a goodbye fishing line. See you while I go. With a Louisiana woman waiting on the other side, the Mississippi River don't look so wide. Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we get together every time we can. The Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart. till I was wrapped in the arms of a Mississippi man. When he holds me close, it feels almost like another hurricane just to rip the coast. If he can't come to me, I'm gonna go to him. That Mississippi River, Lord, I'm gonna swim.
Hey, Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we get together every time we can. The Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Well, the Mississippi River, Lord, it's 1 mile wide, and I'm gonna get me to the other side.
Mississippi man, I'm losing my mind. Got a happy old lover and one more time.
I'm gonna jump in the river and here I go. Too bad, alligator, you swim too slow. Hey, Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we'll get together every time we can. The Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Oh, there's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Hey. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
And this is Imaginary Stations. You're listening to the Name That Theme edition of WMMR. Email us with your best guess to imaginarystations@gmail.com. That's imaginarystations@gmail.com, and we will send you a special Mystery Mix QSL.
In a stream, fallen leaves of sycamore, moonlight in Vermont,
I see finger waves. Ski trails on a mountainside. Snow light in Vermont. Telegraph cables sing down the highway. Travel each bend and go. People who meet in this romantic setting are so hypnotized by lovely evening summer breeze, warbling off the mellow moonlight in Vermont. Telegraph cable sing down the highway. Traveling each bend and road. People who meet in this romantic setting are so hypnotized by lovely evening summer breeze, warbling of a mellow moonlight in Vermont. You and I and moonlight in Vermont.
This has been the Name That Theme edition of WMMR Mystery Mix Radio from Imaginary Stations. On behalf of One Deck Pete and Justin Patrick Moore, wherever you are, thank you for listening and wishing you many blessings.
There's an iceberg afloat in Botany Bay, the size of the state of Rhode Island. There's a hole in the ozone that won't go away, the size of the state of Rhode Island. There's a forest fire raging out in Montana, a tropical storm just off of Havana. They just found the world's biggest banana, the size of the state of Rhode Island. There's a swath of the rainforest clear cut each day. Everyone!
The size of the state of Rhode Island.
There's an asteroid circling close by us, they say.
The size of the state of Rhode Island.
There's a caribou herd that I saw on TV. And General Motors has a new SUV. And Donald Trump's ego is set now to be
size of the state of Rhode Island.
If there were a prize for comparing, little Rhodey would win it. We know all about it, cause hey, we're here in it. And driving across it takes 45 minutes. That's
the size of the state of Rhode Island.
People ask me, Bill, how big is Rhode Island? Well, I'm glad you asked. Rhode Island's the size of a spreading oil spill
off of the coast of Bahia.
Rhode Island's the size of a giant landfill
somewhere in the Crimea.
It's the size of a ranch on the West Texas plains, the size of a cave in the south part of Spain. Just how big is that, you ask? We will explain.
It's the size of the state of Rhode Island.
Now it may annoy you and cause you despair that they use little roadie by which to compare. That if we weren't here, then they'd use Delaware, cause it's the
size of the state of Rhode Island.
There's a baker in Omaha that just made a pie
the size of the state of Rhode Island.
There's a plasma screen TV that you ought to buy
the size of the state of Rhode Island.
There's a red tide rising and making a stink. A fungus is growing in my bathroom sink. And this song is over, so I need a drink.